So we'll go to number six, habitat stamp.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here again to discuss a new piece of legislation that was recently passed during the 2020 legislative session. This piece of legislation is a habitat stamp, and starting July 1st, any individual 18 years of age or older who is looking to apply for or purchase a hunting, fishing, or trapping license will be required to purchase a habitat stamp. The habitat stamp will be $10 for residents and $25 for non-residents. And again, this is a prerequisite to even apply for or purchase a hunting, fishing, or trapping license. There are some exemptions to the requirement. Here are the exemptions, one-day hunting and fishing license, a youth license, so they're exempted. Youth licenses will be exempted. A private shooting preserve license will be exempted, a hunt for habitat application fee, and a landowner-owned land hunting license will be exempt from the requirement of purchasing a habitat stamp starting July 1st. There's been some very detailed ways the money or the revenue can be spent in regards to the revenue coming in from the habitat stamp. You know, the basic concepts here are the money must be spent on enhancing terrestrial habitat on public land, providing additional public access to private land, so the programs we were just talking about, CREP, walking area program. On the aquatic side, looking at aquatic habitat enhancements on public waters, and one of the things that's unique about this as well is license dollars that were generated, or habitat stamp dollars that were generated when somebody purchased just a fishing license, must be used solely for aquatic habitat and access. Those license dollars that were brought in from folks that purchased just the hunting license must be used for terrestrial habitat and public access programs. And folks that bought, let's say, a combination license that went towards hunting and fishing, those revenues from that habitat stamp will be split equally for aquatic and terrestrial enhancements. So those will be where those monies will be spent. Proceeds from the stamp may not be used for the purchase of property and fee title. That is written right in the legislation, right in the bill. And the expenditure report will be given to the Government of Operations and Audit Committee annually. So the department will make sure we itemize the expenditures very closely and carefully, and we'll give that report to the GOAC committee in front of the legislature on an annual basis. Again, this starts July 1st, and I just wanted to make folks aware if they already, let's say, applied for a deer license in June or an elk license here in May, they would not be required then to purchase the habitat stamp July 1st. So the hard set date is July 1st. Let's say they come to South Dakota in August, or not August, but September to hunt, and at the end of the day, they then would need to purchase a habitat stamp if they hadn't bought their license yet. But if they have their license before July 1st, they would not need to go back and purchase the habitat stamp. So this year, we're in the transition phase, obviously, and that'll make things a little interesting, but at the end of the day, that deadline will be, that start date will be July 1st. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll take any questions if there are any.
Any questions, comments? If not,